Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed. I'm your host, Benji Pickens, and I'm here, as always, with the stellar crew, Max Arack.
I'm shining, baby.
Shining, man, like David Gray in a mound full of shiny balls? I don't know. And, of course, Ben, Hollywood Whitmore.
Shine forth.
What's up? Shine forth.
Yes.
Nice. I like how you took Max's intro
and just made another word.
Yeah, just added a word to it. That's intelligent.
That's usually what I do. That's why I'm introduced last.
No, that's a good sign of intelligence right there, is when you just take other people's shit and use it as your own. I like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
like that a lot.
Great.
Now, for those of you who don't know, man, for those of you who do, man, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming back.
Hell yeah.
We love to have people that listen to more than one show on the show. Feel free to get us some topics, and we actually give you free shit for that. We like to take your topics and turn them into our show, and Max is going to tell you what that's really all about.
Yeah, that actually, Ben, you pretty much summed it up, but I'm going to tell you how to do that. Yeah, and please do, because it makes a show possible, and we really do appreciate it. So, get them to us in one of five ways. Stop by the place and throw one in the bowl. You can email us, topics@ignorantuninformed.com. Visit the website and click on the topics button. Hit us up on Facebook and message us, or twank us on Twitter, @IgandUn. And then it'll go into the bowl. We will jostle them around, draw one out at random, record the episode, and when it gets released, you get a super fucking sweet t-shirt.
It is super fucking sweet. I would also like to say, man, just like old
Version
school,
2.0.
Nintendo.
Let's
Make a Deal and Price is Right and shit like that. It's like, if you ever find yourself in the Burbank studio area, you know, so if you ever find yourself up in the Keystone/Denver area, man, all you people nationwide, worldwide, feel free to shoot us a message on Facebook, man, and we'd love to have you as a guest if possible. If all the scheduling works out, man, we'd love to take your show and... again, make it into our show. If you're ever up in the area, man, shoot us a message, and we'll see if we can't get you on.
Yeah. Max is going to draw us a topic
today. The bowl is actually looking pretty flush.
It is.
It's pretty nice. Here it is.
You know how you get those is there's a button you can click on Facebook that says get a whole bunch of likes or topics.
Oh.
And so I clicked topics and came back and the bowl was full.
Boom.
Boom.
Fuck yeah. What's up, Jeff? Yo.
Jeff Whacker?
No, Jeff Watson.
Jeff Watson?
Yeah.
Ben,
Jeff
you bet.
Watson, not Jeff Whacker?
Yes. Yes. But another Jeff with a
all right.
Last name.
Jeff
what?
Watson.
Yo, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for the topic, Jeff.
Yeah, man. And he his question is, what are the ingredients of a good life?
Ooh, good question, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was from the Twitter. That was from...
Was this a Twitter topic?
Does it have his Twitter handle on there?
At Jeff
what something?
No, it doesn't.
No?
But it could have been from Twitter, and let's call it, let's say it's from Twitter.
I think
good
it
job,
was from
Twitter.
The Twitter account.
Way to go. Way to go, Twitter.
Awesome.
Ingredients? What are the ingredients to a good life?
To a good life.
Well, you take quarter.
Let's say rosemary.
Cumin.
Rosemary.
Uh-huh.
Parsley.
Some
sage.
Thyme.
Lots
rosemary,
of garlic.
And Lowry seasoning salt.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. No Tonys?
Oh, Tony!
Talk
about
Tony
like really like as an ingredient. That is the best thing you can put in
no,
your life.
It really is. That is some good stuff. As a matter of fact, you made me some fish that had some on it, and I went out and bought some the next day and
it's
have kept my
amazing.
cupboard stuffed.
Tony Chicheri's Creole seasoning. I have no idea how you say his last name.
Yeah, there's also another one that is called All Seasoning. I think that
mm-hmm.
he has, or a Seasonal, something like that. But it's
oh sure.
He has. Maybe
this is
weird,
not the Creole.
Man.
Maybe it's something hotter. It's like spicy catch-all or something.
Oh, I hope so.
Anyway, it's fucking delicious, man.
Yeah,
I like
I'm gonna
that
get
lot,
some. So. I'm gonna get some of that.
So that's the ingredient from.
Somebody
from
was
my
telling
life.
Me. Oh, it was my father-in-law was telling me they were down in Florida and they went to like a hardware store. It was like a Lowe's or a Home Depot or something, and you know, big box hardware store. And they had, like, this, you know, summer spectacular. Like, get your patio furniture now. Get your outdoor grills. And there was a whole, like, stand, like, with a giant life-size, the little cartoon of Tony, like a life-size stand just of Tony Chicheri's Cajun seasoning.
Oh, nice.
Creole seasoning. And I was like, that's a brilliant idea to market in a hardware store rather than, like, a grocery store where it would just be, like, lost among all the other seasonings.
It's true. Plus, where else are, I mean, like... Chances are dudes are more likely to be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, like, I'll put this on the steak. I tell you what, man, it's a fact, dude, because I walked by the hot sauces, and I, you know, I have fucking 20 different hot sauces in my house, but I don't buy any new ones at the grocery store.
Yeah.
But if I'm in some weird fucking, like, bait and tackle store, and I walk by, and there's, like, Robbie Joe's spicy hotness, and I'm like, well, that looks delicious.
I want Robbie Joe's based spicy hotness
in me. In me.
All in my mouth.
How did I squirt it all over my face?
I'm like, sir, you can't do that here in this store.
You don't judge me, bait and tackle, bitch.
And I'm just, let me finish. And,
oh, can I get 2 dozen red tails, please?
But that's seriously how I buy my hot sauces. I always buy them from weird little vendors like that and stuff like that. And actually, some of the best stuff I've ever used was called Dave's Spicy Salt. And the guy is out of fucking Grand Junction, Colorado.
I don't know why.
When I called the 800 number, it was like this little old lady, and she was like, oh, well. She was like, well, we have a website. And I was like, yeah, I tried to order it on there, but I couldn't order the 13-ounce on there. And she was like, oh, that computer thing's always just acting up. Hold on, let me run around here and get a pen now. And you could tell like, she's like shuffling through a kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like looking for her pen. I could almost see like the
directed,
wood.
It's like an 800 number.
Like she got off the flowery, number. You know, like log cabin fucking scene couch, you know? And fucking went out there and so I started talking to her a little bit about it. And sure enough, dude just has a shed that he fucking dries a bunch of like Dave's jalapeno salt. And he's got like garlic salt and all this stuff that he grows. Dude,
Benji, it's really funny you say jalapeno salt because I actually was in the grocery store this last weekend and ran into one of Ben's bosses, Chris, who was like looking frantically for jalapeno salt
to finish
this recipe.
Tell him to go to Dave's jalapeno salt.
Yeah, it was like, what, Friday night?
Maybe. I think it was
Saturday night? No, it was Saturday.
Saturday day? Maybe. Yeah,
yeah anyway. No, I remember. It was fucking delicious.
Too. Oh, yeah?
Nice. He had us all over for like to celebrate. We did a show at work. So we all
nice. Did.
And he went like all out, man. He made some like new stuff.
Yeah, he
like
was
jalapeno sweet potato fries. Holy
that's what
shit.
He was looking for the salt for.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, you got to try some of that seasoning salt if you haven't. Everybody out there in listener land as well.
Right. All right,
Dave's jalapeno salt, man. Check them out. They're out of Grand Junction. I don't know their site info or anything like that, but man, you can find it. Google that shit. It's delicious. Yeah.
Benji, let me ask you, what is the good life? So before we, before we can ever talk about. Like, what it entails?
The ingredients.
Like, what the hell is it?
Yeah, yeah, you have to know if you're making chili or whatever. Yeah,
yeah right, man?
Man, you know, and you guys all know this, and to me, it's just about being happy, man. It's just, there's no, like, one thing that defines success to me, whether it be money, materials,
okay.
You know, business, whatever, man. It's all in how people... you know, express themselves or how they come off to other people, man, how they present themselves. And you can tell if somebody's faking happy, like a general manager in a restaurant. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Sharon, looking great after the baby kind of bullshit. You know, there's definitely that used car bullshit happy, and then there's real happy,
no doubt,
genuine
man.
Happy. And you can definitely tell those people, and a lot of those times, man, you approach those people with an interesting problem, and they're like, oh, yeah, no big deal, you know, because they're happy. It's not like, oh, fuck Christ, great, another one.
Yeah.
You know, and I've met happy people who are, you know, financially successful and who are absolutely destitute, you know, all spectrums of, but happy comes in every race, shape, color, creed, financial status, like everything. Happy is always in there somewhere.
No doubt.
You know, so, no matter who it is.
So for you, it's all about happiness.
Yeah, enjoyment.
Like, okay.
Yeah, you know, your level of enjoyment with life. And I kind of look at it like I do with relationships and everything else, and it's kind of like a bank. You know, you have to have more deposits than withdrawals in order for that to be a surplus.
Okay.
So as to be happy, man, and a lot of it has to do with perception, in my opinion, is you have to have more good than bad in your perception.
Okay.
You know, not necessarily in your life, but in your perception.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then that's how you end up being just a little bit happier of a person, in my opinion.
All right, I got you. So it's all about happiness for Benji. What about you, Ben? What do you think, man? The good life.
For me, the good life is all about balance. You know, it's choosing your battles wisely. I mean, I don't think any life can be problem-free, but you just got to figure out what's actually a problem and what, you know, what isn't. And then accepting, it's about serenity. There's a little prayer I know.
I was going to say, maybe accepting the things you cannot change.
Yeah. Accepting the things I cannot change.
Okay.
The courage to change the things I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the What is it?
Wisdom.
The wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, sure.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that's a pretty good way to live your life.
I agree with that.
And finding that balance among those things would be, I think, doesn't matter what you do, because we all come from different walks in life, and we can all find a way to be happy in our own lives, live the good life. Mm-hmm.
We all took a
which
different
Which the good
route
life is just
studio.
The happy life, you know that's what I mean? Sure. Like, being happy with yourself, being satisfied, being feeling complete, I think, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like there also has
do
to
you
be...
Ever, do you ever really get there, though? That's the real question. Because we're always striving for it, and there's parts of our lives we all like.
No doubt.
There's certain things I don't like about my life. But,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's about the people in your life, too. Now we're getting into the ingredients. So that's, I'm not,
perfect.
I'm gonna, I'll
hold no,
that.
No, 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 no,
no,
no.
No,
you,
you got to say what...
Yeah, I want you to answer first before we get into
ingredients. I agree with both of you guys.
Well, that's good.
Thanks. And then I'm just going to stop talking.
But we're all so happy.
But you're both full of shit.
No.
No, to me, I think I would also say there's an essence of meaning that is important in a good life. And I think there's a lot of places to find that meaning, whether it is like devoting yourself to another person, you know, a child, a cause, an organization.
Sure,
yourself.
Making the best, absolutely the best pizza you can make if you're a pizza
you know,
proprietor.
Wherever it is that you can find that meaning.
Those guys usually don't make the pizzas. They hire people to do that.
That's true.
There's some like old school people though, man. Like, but that's what I'm talking about. It's like there's those people who like their only, you know, the only thing that makes them happy during the day is putting out like the best, whether you know, like the soup guy, you know, and like his world will revolve around soup, you know, if that's his thing, and like, you know, like his whole day revolves around soup.
Well, there's speaking of that, there's a documentary that I know a lot of my like chef friends have watched that's on Netflix that I haven't seen, but it's like Jiro Dreams of Sushi or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just this old awesome sushi guy who just, it's sushi is his life.
Yeah.
Like that is the meaning
and,
in his life.
And you could go in there depressed and he'd be like, oh, I have the perfect thing for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, eat it. And he's like, huh?
Cheddar.
Huh?
Cheddar.
Life is better now. And it is.
You
but
know
that's,
what?
That's
Jiro
the
perspective.
But that actually. You know, that encompasses everything we're talking about, man.
Yeah.
Especially with you, like the sushi found meaning. Like he found meaning with his life and in his mind, man. Like it's about providing people with the best possible sushi.
Yeah. So whether it's like if you're trying to save the world or like end poverty or you know some big incredible goal,
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. No, exactly. It could be.
Yeah.
You know, to as simple as making the most incredible sushi you possibly can.
See, and that's one of the issues I have with goals, actually, is, like, attaining a goal, setting a goal. And, like, dude, I'm for that, right? But I feel like so many times the goal overshadows the journey to the goal, like the learning experiences and everything else. And, like, nothing else matters because you haven't met that mark. And I would disagree with that 100% because every fallback, every step forward and every step back has meaning if you allow it to.
Well, and I think
you know, there's a lesson there or something.
Since I've given my answer, I'll start talking ingredients then. I think growth is an important ingredient in a good life because, you know, essentially if you're not, all living organisms, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Sure.
That's just the way that life
works. Fact. That's a
works.
Scientific fact.
Absolutely. But in order to grow, much like a plane needs air resistance to fly, like you need to be challenged. You need to struggle. It's through those struggles and those challenges that you actually grow.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, you know, I don't think necessarily that the good life is the easy life.
I think the easy life is the good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where the balance that Ben was speaking about comes in, because you've got to have those tensions.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I've grown up in a lot of different ways, man. And, you know, I've definitely known some kids.
But just once, though, right?
Just once.
Well, I went back to 20.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we went back. I went back. Did we all end up going back?
No, I went ahead, actually.
You did, yeah.
That
was a reference to another topic.
It's like the director's commentary.
They're referencing another topic. About if you could be 40.
It's all really just so interesting to me. Just I don't even remember what I was talking about. But the...
challenge?
Yeah, just
the way you've grown up.
Yeah, yeah, just, is that the people that appear to have, like, everything handed to them and all that doesn't necessarily mean that they have an easy life. And a lot of times, man, those guys will be actually worse for their situations later on in life than somebody who's had to struggle, grow up, defeat, fall down, get up, all that shit, man. Like, that guy will persevere, whereas the other guy, you know, might be really super quick to give up or is just absolutely fucking miserable, you know?
Oh, exactly. I see that a lot. And that's, you know, if you give up at the first bump in the road, you're not going to get very
right.
far. You
know and it's mean? People that fucking drive all the way down the road that know that the speed bumps eventually stop.
No doubt.
And then it gets to smoother sailing, you know. And
or you just have to deal with speed bumps.
Or you just learn to deal with them, and you just drive a little slower, go a little bit more careful.
That's the truth. Like, I mean, yeah, there's no guarantee that it's going to be easy. That's what I would say. Just,
that's the beauty of
using our road.
And that's actually the I would say the guarantee is it's not going to be easy, if anything.
The guarantee also is that it's not going to be what you expect, typically. And that's on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
I said happiness, man, and I feel like 99.9% of that comes from perception. Okay. How you look at any given situation. For example, I have a friend that no matter what fucking happens to him, dude, he always looks at it negatively, and it's always like, oh, God hates me. God hates me.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished. Everything's like that, dude. And all that is for him is 100% perception.
Hmm.
You know, because I can turn around, and I'm always the voice, like, I'm like his little voice of reason a lot of the times, and I'll be like, yeah, but... You know, like, you did all that for half the money that you did last year. You know, like, you didn't necessarily make money at your company, but you lost half as much as last year. Right. And that's good.
That's progress.
That's progress.
Mr. Silver Lining Pickens. That's what we call it.
Well, no, it's not necessarily like that, dude, but I mean, a lot of it is perception.
Absolutely.
You know?
Another word that goes along with perception is perspective. Is that?
Certainly.
Yeah.
It's a, you know. I think that goes a long way, too. If you remember, you know, you got to think, like, you know, I find myself a lot of, like, just simple things. Like, you know, getting home from here to there, there's, like, 16 traffic lights between your house and mine, Max. And
The only 16 traffic lights in this county.
I know, right? And I tend to catch a majority of them. But then I was like, you know what? I might be being, but, you know, that's a limited perspective, that these lights are getting in my way. This fucker is going slow in front of me is getting in my way. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Broaden your perspective a little bit, change your perception, and then you see, you know what? Everybody's got to get through these lights. Maybe this guy really needed to get home faster, and, you know, fate's on his side.
And another also...
Maybe I need to stop being such a dick.
Well, see, another thing, man, is to stop noticing the red lights.
Yeah.
And, like, how often have you come over here and been like, man, I hit every green light. I hit 12 out of 13 green lights. Yeah. You don't, because you don't notice, because you're just cruising.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? But you sure notice when you get fucking slightly inconvenient so other people can go.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? No, and that's kind of what I'm talking about is the whole perception of life, man. Same is how, thing. Just, you know, and your perspective, perception, you know. Man, it's all, you know, it really is. It's all how you see things, and it's all what you see. And that's what I'm talking about with the perception mostly, more than the perspective. It's what you see. You know, do you only notice green lights, or do you notice red lights?
Yeah.
You notice, you know, do you notice the flowers blooming, man? Do you only notice the sun when it's hot, you know? Sure. Do you only notice the snow when it's cold?
Well, like, something that occurred to me, you know, on a run when I was all high, because it was, like, kind of cloudy.
Runner's high.
Last spring. Right, of course. totally what I was talking about. I was thinking about a flight that I had taken, and the reality is, like, the sun always shines. The clouds just happen to get in the way, and we let that...
We get above them every time you fly.
Yeah.
It's like, always there.
Exactly. And it's always brilliant and blue and bright and, you know, and just gorgeous.
No, you're absolutely right. You can be down on the ground in the shittiest conditions, dude. You bust through that fucking little bit of turbulence and boom, it's like, holy shit.
So the sun is always shining. We just let this thin layer of atmosphere get in the way and completely rearrange how we perceive.
Cloud our whole fucking judgment. It's a fact, man. But I wish I could, to me, express the importance of that. You know,
I think
that.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
Yeah.
But it really is, man. You know, if you're one of those people, and I've said this probably before on here, you know, if you're one of those people and you're in your 30s and your life absolutely sucks and you're one of those people that are always bitching about fucking where you are in life, man, just keep in mind that you're the one that's made all those decisions. Maybe it's time to start looking at things a little bit differently.
Yeah. It can't be such a... the tendency is to be like victimized, is to feel like a victim.
I love you, man. I was just going to bring this up. Please go.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like you said, you know, it's not like, oh, they passed me over for this promotion at work, and then this, you know, this, I didn't get into this program because, you know, the whatever, but or for whatever shit's going on in your life that you're not happy with. It all comes down to the decisions that you made, that you, somewhere right. along the line, you know what, maybe you got passed over for that promotion because the boss noticed that you weren't the best choice, or maybe, you know, you've been really negative, and that, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, you know, of course, like, people don't obviously choose to get cancer, and that's not what we're talking about. That's the biggest thing that I always get. Well,
don't they, Benji?
Well, no, people don't choose to get cancer. And I'm saying, yeah, you know, that might be true, but they choose how to deal with it.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the important thing.
Largely, play the hand you're dealt, you know?
Well, and that's ultimately. Largely the only choice that we really have. Like, we like to think we have a lot of control, but at the end of the day, like, the world is a huge chaotic place,
right.
and it's full of random chances and accidents. So, I mean, being lucky or avoiding bad luck is just as important as, you know, anything you can consciously do.
Well, I had a friend that made a comment, like, as you guys know, and some of our listeners, man, like, last year I had fucking two lung surgeries, you know, because I fucking abused the shit out of my fucking lungs and body my whole life and all this and that. Well, I just recently got married at the time to a girl that fucking had stellar insurance. You know, she still does. You know, through a hospital. You know, because she works at a hospital. So I have fucking stellar insurance. So when I was telling people, it was interesting, when I was telling people what happened, there was about probably 60% were like, oh my God, that sucks so bad. That's so horrible. And I'm feeling like really hard to like take people's pity about this, you know, like I'm some kind of victim, like, you know, and it's like, whoa, 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 man. Like I, you know, it's like when somebody gets into a wreck when they're drunk and you're like, oh, well, they were drunk. So, you know, it's like, dude, I totally did that to myself. However, I was very fucking fortunate that it didn't cost me $200,000 fucking dollars to get those surgeries.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just got married, man. Fucking, I had a fucking girl with awesome insurance. And yeah, man, I mean, you know, I'm not some victim because I fucking had some lung issues, man. Where I was is I was super fucking fortunate that I was able to get into the hospital, get into a good hospital, get it fixed, man, fairly fucking easily and all that.
Well, I think, too, like, you know, we've talked about being a victim here for a second. And, I mean, the opposite of being a victim, to me, is being accountable.
Yeah.
So, like, accountability comes into living that good life. Because as long as
you... I would agree with that 100%.
View yourself... Because, essentially, if you are a victim, then you're in this state of learned helplessness where you are...
You're
completely at the mercy of the world and life and chaos and all of these things. But the second that you actually, like, stop and you're like, no, I chose this. Like, it's on me. Then it actually, like, that's the start of being able to make those changes.
Yeah, and that's a harsh realization sometimes, man, when you have to sit down and be like, whoa, this is my fault. That's a situation a lot of people don't want to fucking necessarily agree with. You know?
It's a hard lesson to learn.
It really is.
At any point in your life.
You know, and I guarantee you, man, if you sit down and you take some accountability, man, this is a promise from the INU staff here, man, I'm telling you. If you sit down and you take accountability and you start looking at shit a little bit different, you will be happier. That is a fact.
Yeah.
Science, man.
Science. Science rules.
Ingredients for you, man. You said balance. How does one become balanced?
Balance, I think it's, one of the key ingredients, I think, is the people you have in your life. I think that's a huge factor that is very controllable for most of us.
So.
I mean, you can't really pick your family, but you can choose whether or not to let them into your life, you know, like...
Or how far.
Yeah, how far. You can draw those boundaries.
You know,
that's,
after you get out of
that's
the house,
thing.
How
but,
much
you know,
time?
I think, like, ultimately, you know, if you have a good group of people that make you think, that make you, you know, question your choices and, don't, you know, will set you straight when you're doing something fucking retarded, that's really important. That, you know, that you have a good sounding board in your life to say, hey, this is where I'm at. These are my decisions. And what do you think? They're like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's
or
the
like,
truth.
Hey, I think that's really cool. Yeah, that's a big risk you're taking in your job or whatever. Ben,
through growing up, man, I was always told you can count your true friends on one hand. And I was like, you unpopular fuck, you know, like fucking that doesn't even make any sense. Dude, I got a lot
right.
of friends, but I've grown, you know, obviously in my, you know,
I have like
in
500
time I've learned,
friends on Facebook.
So. I know. Yeah.
But and they all care about your well-being.
They all do. They
but what
really
I've learned
do.
Is like, it is those things. It's that
the friends, man, are the ones that are going to be like, dude, are you sure that's the, you know, where, are you sure that's the route you want to take, man? Because that seems kind of fucking weird. Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think a good example other people of that. Are just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Cool, man. Have fun. Yeah, yeah. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, yeah. We can get personal for a little bit because
let's do it.
We had the, a good example of that is the Benervention, as we've come to call it in our circle of friends. This is where I was kind of having a
our
moment
circle
in my
of
life.
Three.
The three of us are really good friends. But yeah, but no, I remember I was kind of not at a loss for what I was going to do with my life, and I decided I was going to go back to school and pursue a law degree, which is something I'm really glad I didn't do. And Benji and Max sat me down. Benji was living at this house that our buddy Phil used to own. And they had me over. We made omelets, and they sat me down, and they set me straight. And they were just like, Ben, we don't really think you're going to... We think that's a dumbass idea. You shouldn't move away. You should stay here.
No, and we brought you over under the guise of just breakfast, I believe. Like, yeah, he and I had discussed it at length.
Yeah.
And then we decided to do an intervention.
But well, here's the other thing. And then I had, like, two of my other really good friends, the two guys who were... you guys were in my bridal party. My groom's party, my wedding party.
Whatever, man.
And then I had two co-best men who were like my two good friends from college, Matt and Kevin. Hey, boys. I don't think they listen to this. And
well, fuck them. They should.
Fuck
them.
You
Matt
should.
And Kevin. I will give you shit when I see you here in a couple weeks.
Kevin's actually been on the show. Or no, Matt was.
No. I don't think they were. Jay's been on the show.
Nope, Matt was on the show.
Matt Wartner?
Yep.
No,
man. Well, we recorded an episode with Matt.
Really?
Yep. Matt and Kevin were here. I remember... So I remember thinking, wow, Kevin's the more outspoken one of the bunch. Why isn't, so Matt was like,
hello.
All right. Anyway.
Well, anyway, but they both, so like, Benji and Max sat me down and were like, you know, Ben, you really got to look at why you're making this decision and if it's the best thing for you. It wasn't like, don't make this decision. It was just, you guys were like, examine your reasons here because we don't know if they're
valid.
Yeah, really. Well, it's that they're really the best ones for you, and you might not be thinking straight about it.
I didn't think they were valid, but go ahead.
But I certainly understand. I didn't feel like you guys were, like, saying, like, you're a fucking idiot. Don't do this. But it was... But then also Matt and Kevin, like, both on separate occasions, within a couple weeks of that whole thing happening, were like, really, Ben? Is that really what you want to do? Because everyone could kind of see, except for me, I was blinded by all the problems in my life, that I was like, you know, this... seems like the golden ticket. Like, this is the way to get out.
The best solution, sure.
Yeah, so I was kind of blinded by that. And but you know, so then it was like, well, if these people that I've put in my life who really know me and I trust them implicitly, then I really do need to examine this decision that I'm making in my life. And it turns out I would have been fucking miserable. You know, now looking at it with hindsight, it would have been one of the worst decisions I ever made in my life. It was one of those things that I still needed to prove I could do. And I got into law school at the University of Denver, and I chose not to go. But
I did get in.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was important
for me.
Like, I wanted to prove that I could do it.
Absolutely.
And then I was, at that point, I had already kind of backtracked.
Sure.
So
and one thing I'd like
to
point out
I was like,
is,
I'm not going to go to law school.
Is you have 500 plus friends on Facebook. Out of those 500 fucking friends, right, four of them. Four.
Yeah, four.
Four told you to re-examine what you were doing because they know you well enough to know that I mean, as for Max and I, dude, we were like, dude, he's going to be miserable as a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way he's going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then that was a lot of our motivation. It was, you know, and you could look at that even as selfish motivators because Max and I were looking at starting a company and, you know, Ben and everybody was talking about
we were looking at doing this.
Yeah, exactly. We were looking
this
at doing
without
this.
Ben? Come on. You
guys
don't
want
to listen to that.
Fuck. Yeah, nobody wants to hear that. But that was our point is that we know Ben well enough to, you know, people make decisions for a variety of different reasons.
Man.
And like you said, man, where you were at in your life at that point, you know, like, you needed a solution, and you needed one now, and that's where you thought you wanted to go. I think you're much happier now than you would have been had you made that decision.
Yeah. We all got our problems. I got 99 problems.
But a bitch ain't one.
Bitch ain't one.
Yeah.
That's true. Y'all
but
are married.
You were going to interject something earlier, Max.
Very possibly.
Ben was talking about the intervention.
I just wanted to, make sure that we weren't just, like, browbeating Ben, like, you will not be a lawyer, that is stupid as shit, because that wasn't what it was about.
You know why being a lawyer is stupid? Because you're too stupid to be a lawyer.
It was about, and thinking it all through, like, all right, what is it that draws you to this, like, and why do you think that, and, like, are these beliefs that you have about this path actually, like, rooted in reality or in, like, some sort of, like, things that you've heard, or
some magical fairyland of gold, you know.
Sure.
We'll call it Narnia.
Ultimately, and this is what I say, and no disrespect to doctors or lawyers at all, but it's always like that was offered as like that's winning the game of life. Like, if you become a doctor or literally in the game of life. If you become a doctor or lawyer, you win. You automatically win because that's it.
It's true.
So it's just like this like entrenched belief that we're all given that, like, oh, well, if you want to be really successful, then you want to be a doctor or a lawyer. But that's, and then, you know, come to find out that's not really the case.
No, they work a lot, dude. I mean, they definitely make their money, you know what I mean?
And they have a
but not, and even that's not a guarantee, though. Debt, that's what I found out about law school. And hey, if you're in law school or you're just out of law school, and I want to know, are you struggling? Like, I would imagine.
are you struggling?
You're not guaranteed. Like, they say that.
Dude, a college degree doesn't guarantee a job.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get a law degree, there's no guarantee.
That's a big falsity that I think.
And I didn't want $150,000 of student loan debt.
It would have been about five times that much probably by the time it was all said and done. But that is definitely a falsehood.
So I chose, you know, I'm going to do something that I like, something that makes me happy, and it'll keep me here in Summit County because this is where I want to be.
There you go, man.
So I was like, you know.
And it worked. It worked well for us. It worked well for Ben.
So far, so good.
Yeah, you know.
You know, judge no man happy until he's dead.
Until we get sued, they were like, fuck, nice law degree, Ben.
Yeah, where are you on this one, jackass?
I don't know.
You know, so what do we got? So the good life is happiness. It's having balance in your life. And it's finding meaning in your life. Yeah. And the way that you do that is surrounding yourself with good people. What did Benji say? I forgot already.
Being accountable for who you are and change the way you look at things.
Yeah, have a good perspective on life, a good perception of yourself. And Max brought us home with this quote.
Oh, no, my technology is failing us, so we can keep going. Oh, no, I got it.
Boom!
Yeah, thank you, iPod. Woo! Or iPad. But give me 1 second. I got to check
out
time,
Tim Cook.
I don't even know who that is.
You're no Steve Jobs.
Oh, no, see, we're even a minute or no. Sponsor. Okay, right on time, I'm sorry.
Tim Cook and Steve Jobs, like two very common names, in my opinion, like two very really pedestrian names.
Yeah. So in that...
good use of the word pedestrian.
Viktor Frankl, really impressive dude, actually a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, James Franco's brother.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Al Franken, the comedian, the political centrist?
Senator? Isn't he a senator now?
He was, yes, he is a senator.
Awesome, he wrote a book, Man's Search for Meaning. Forces beyond your control can take away everything you possess except one thing, your freedom to choose how you will respond to the situation. You cannot control what happens to you in life, but you can always control what you will feel and do about what happens to you. Viktor Frankl.
Nice,
dude. Good life.
Well, thanks for downloading this rather cerebral edition of Ignorant and Uninformed. Typically, we're more groinial, I would say. But hey... make sure you subscribe.
Vegetarians.
I'm a vegetarian.
Make sure you hit that little subscribe button on iTunes or whatever podcaster you are listening to us at. You can always check out all the podcasts at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can also submit a topic to topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. Or you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Or you can twank us on Twitter. Send us a tweet. Make sure you tag @ignun. And then make sure you follow us on the Twitter as well. We're going to be back next week with a brand new episode of Freshness. All up in your face. Once again, we've been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens, Mr. Maximus Sarakistan Sarak.
Ho!
Ho! And I am Lion-O, leader of the Thundercats. I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore. We'll be back with a brand new episode next week. Peace out.